With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, it is a Saturday afternoon. We continue along with our final hour. With you until 3 o'clock, JT the Vic back in our D.C. Half Street Studios. Is that what it's still called, JT? It's been 4 months since I've been to the facility and since I've been to work. Is that what it's still called, or are we calling it something different?
I believe it's still the same. Everything in this building is still the same.
Uh-huh. How's the construction down there? Is it still crazy, or is it lessened because of the COVID
it's
crisis?
Your biggest fear, there's a lot of cranes, and it feels like no progress.
So basically, you look out the window or you walk down the street.
There's still a big, giant
and it
pit.
Still looks the same way it did in February or early March.
Yeah, yes. Big, giant pit.
A big, giant pit. That's funny. I mean, I would say I miss it, and in some ways I do, but I don't really miss it. I don't miss driving 40 miles each way. Having it take me, you know, an hour and a half to get to work, having to pay $17 a day for parking. Get out of here. Get lost. I mean, whew, brutal.
I wonder what the Nationals traffic's going to be like when the season starts.
What do you mean? There's going to be no fans.
I know, exactly. It was the joke.
Oh. Ba-dum-pum. Shh. You know what I still can't wrap my head around? I was just thinking about all of this, and this is the perfect time to bring it back up. And we'll get back to the calls in just a sec. Just hang in there, guys. 800-636-1067. I think a lot of us are, you know, I think those of us that go to games, whether it be fans, media, whatever, are going to have a hard enough time with that. But I think watching these games is going to be a lot harder than people think it's going to be. And what I mean by that is, you know, Vic, you produce, you're the executive producer of by the way, are you getting a ring or no?
Not that I know of.
Okay. I'm going to say this out on the radio. The Washington Nationals should get my guy, JT the Vic, a ring. There's no reason. He's been producing Nationals games forever. He deserves a world championship ring. Okay?
Thank you. Just
going to say that. Now that I said that, you know, you're used to producing these broadcasts, and you're in a little studio and whatever, and Charlie and Dave are wherever they are, and there's just ambient noise, right? There's background noise. There's baseball noise. There's fan noise. There's cracks of the bats, all that. You know, we're going to still have some of that, but we're not going to have the normal stuff. And when we watch these games, so it's one thing, like in an audio medium, right? We play these games on the radio. You don't have the visual medium. I don't know if that's going to help or hurt. I think it actually is going to help radio-wise, because I think the visual medium part is going to be hurt and affected more by not having fans as opposed to the audio medium, if that makes sense, right? I mean, you'll notice it a little bit with fans and not hearing the roar of the crowd and all that stuff and just the background noise. Okay, I get it. I understand that. But the visual part of it, even though I'm sure they're telling all of these camera crews, be it local, national, hockey, baseball, football, whatever, basketball, focus on the court, focus on the ice, focus on the playing field, you're going to notice it big time. I mean, there is only so much that can be covered up in terms of replays, in terms of live angle shots, when there's no crowd, when there's no noise, when there's no nothing, when there's no celebrating, when there's no booing, nothing. It is going to be, I think, really difficult to watch this stuff. Everybody thinks it's just going to be a snap of the finger, you know, just a nice, easy walk on a breezy day, that type of thing. Oh, it's going to be the same. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Sports is back. Yeah. I think people are going to have a hard time with it. I'm not saying that they won't watch it, but I think people are going to enjoy it way less than they think or maybe that they're thinking of. And I think it's going to be a really big, significant challenge to make it feel non-sterile. Like, I'm just thinking about watching a Nationals game, quite honestly, you know, game seven of a 60-game season, right? Which theoretically is important. I don't even know who they're playing game seven. Against the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards. Nobody there. And how crazy that's going to look and sound and appear. And when, you know, Juan Soto hits a home run in the bottom of the ninth to win a game, how ridiculous that's going to look when they're jumping around and pouring Gatorade all over each other. Just something that I was kind of thinking about, probably not the right time to bring it up.
It's a fair point what you're saying, because I was, you know, I'm a huge WWE fan, right?
Yes.
And I've always been watching that every single week. And ever since this stuff has happened, after a couple of months of watching the product and there's no fans, I've actually stopped watching because
I remember having this argument with you last week, and I think you're right, and I didn't think about this at the time. I think you're absolutely right, and this was my argument for why they shouldn't have had WrestleMania. And I don't know how you feel now in hindsight. I don't think they should have had WrestleMania, because WrestleMania was nowhere close to being WrestleMania without 80,000 people there.
Right,
nowhere close.
Right, but I mean, what are they going to do? You know, Vince wants to.
I know.
Do as Vince McMahon wants to do what he wants to do. But, I mean, now I don't watch the product anymore because it's just not entertaining when you don't have the crowd, the roar of the crowd. And it's just interesting to see, you know, like what you're talking about, when the season starts, are fans going to still be entertained by it?
Well, let me ask you this. You have to watch every Nationals game, so I'm not going to ask you that. You're a diehard hockey fan and a Caps fan first. When the Capitals are eliminated, do you think you're going to have a hard time watching the conference finals, the Stanley Cup finals? Because you're a big hockey guy like myself. Do you think if the Capitals aren't involved, do you think you're going to have a hard time? You don't know if you are, because you don't know what the experience is going to look like for the most part. But do you think you're going to have a hard time? Because I think I'm going to have a hard time with no fans.
It's going to be an extraordinary tough time to watch it. I don't think I'll be able to watch it once, if the Caps are eliminated, because it just, like I said, when you watch a product and you hear the crowd, you realize how much of a factor it is in the product in itself, having the crowd there. And just, I don't think I can do it.
I mean, I don't think you're going to be the only one.
I mean, I'll watch it. Let's assume it's a game seven, you know, overtime, you know, I'll check it out, and I'll be intrigued to see how, when someone celebrates a Stanley Cup with no crowd, as they're hoisting the cup to the empty seats, you know, I will be intrigued to see how that looks. But I'm not going to go out of my way to watch game one, game two, game three, whatever, in the middle of the second period.
Good point. I think a lot of people are going to be like you. All right, 800-636-1067. It was just something I wanted to bring up here off the top. Let's go to line four, Andre in Manassas with us on the Fan. Dre, how are you, pal?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Even on, I don't necessarily agree with what I'm about to say in terms of you guys shouldn't use the name, because I think you should. I do at the same time realize, and I don't know if it's because of the SEC, you know, you always hear the junkies, oh, we can't use this word anymore. Or, you know, you watch TV, you know, Jeffersons, All in the Family, all those shows, they certain words you used to use and you can't use it anymore. They don't use it anymore. And I think, you know, all that is the media. So, I mean, I think the media does have a powerful role to play in our society. And if the powers that be determine it's not right to use it, maybe particular things are trending in that direction. I do have one quick question for you, Chris, and it's, you know, as a black man living in America, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I didn't give much thought to this. But when, you know, they talked about the Confederate flag coming down, of course, I'm thinking you have to take it down. It's a horrible thing. And you fast forward to today, I'm the type of guy, when I travel, when I go out of town, I like to wear paraphernalia so people know where I am. You know, hot, capital stuff, national stuff, Redskin stuff. So I guess my question to you, and not just any Redskins fan, particularly if we were to travel and we were to go maybe specifically outside of the NFC East, can we no longer wear our gear? And I say that, and of course you can wear your gear. It's America. You can do whatever you want to. But, you know, what do you think people will be thinking about, you know, if I were to show up in Minnesota, wear Redskins gear and stuff like that? Oh, this guy is, you know, doesn't, it's very tasteless. He's,
Your exact question is different than one of the questions I was going to bring up either on today's show or tomorrow's show, probably more tomorrow's show. And I didn't think about it from the context that you're providing, i.e. if you show up in Minnesota for a Redskins Minnesota or just, you know, a baseball game or whatever, you know, you just happen to be visiting a friend or a family or whatever in fill in the blank city and you are wearing Redskins. Like you said, you know, freedom of expression. I mean, like they can't strip you naked, right? I mean, just because you're wearing, again, clothing that is Redskins. But I do wonder when fans try and do that either at FedEx Field or when fans try and do that elsewhere. And, you know, again, I traveled long enough with the Redskins on the road that there were a couple of thousand Redskins fans everywhere we went, right? Some more than the others. Are stadiums going to, and teams going to have different issues with this? Is there going to be a ban, a boycott? I don't know what they're going to do. Again, you can say, hey, you can wear that, but my understanding is just like it is with a mask, right? Masks are not mandatory and the law in most places now with COVID, right? But individual companies have the right to say, we will not serve you. We will not allow you in our premises if you're not wearing a mask. Well, can they do that the same with Redskins gear? I guess they could. What's to say that they can't? I know that they probably won't allow posters and, you know, all that stuff, but I'm guessing there's going to be problems and issues with that. Maybe eventually, I don't know, lead to a fight or a fracas or an arrest or some sort of issue, exactly what you're bringing up. It's a fascinating topic. I think I'm going to get into more tomorrow, but it's a really intriguing call. Thank you, Drea. As always, I appreciate for you being a part of the show. Can we get to, let's do this. Pete in Woodbridge on line 5 is next up on the Fan. Hey, Pete, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
yeah,
Pete. What's going on?
I grew up in South Dakota, and, you know, there are a lot of Native Americans in South Dakota, lots of reservations. And the name or the term Redskins, you'll think twice about it when you've seen it used, let's say, in the wild, as a racial pejorative, and used against, I mean, you know, people that are essentially just, you know, I mean, they don't deserve it. It's just like using any of the other words that we are free to use, okay? But when you hear it in the wild,
right,
use it, and it's used against someone,
yes,
it will definitely make you think twice about.
But Pete, that's always been the core debate, hasn't it been, right? I don't mean to jump in. I want to talk to you, right? I understand exactly what you're saying. I would never, ever, ever in a million years walk up, "What's up, Redskin?" I would never do that to anyone. Okay.
Well,
hang on a second. I'll give you a chance. But I guess the argument has always been, while nobody with any reasonable, sane mind in today's society do that, I don't think. I hope not. I can't say nobody, but, you know, I think a lot of people wouldn't. The difference is, as people have argued, and I think it's a fair argument, whether you like it, you don't like it, is, again, it's the name of a football team that many aren't affected by and aren't offended by. And when it was named that, certainly it was not an offensive term like it is, again, as defined in the dictionary. So I do think it's kind of two separate things while using the same word, if that makes sense. Now, sorry, go. I just wanted to set up my point, and I want to let you finish.
Well, thank you. Yeah, this is the way I look at it, okay? Of all the NFL teams, there's only one team that has a name that, I mean, letter for letter, it is a racial slur. okay? You know, if I call you a Falcon, all right, that's not going to be misinterpreted as a racial slur, mm-hmm. okay? If I call you a cowboy, I mean, that could be an insult, but it is not necessarily a racial term, and a lot of people would take that as a term of endearment. Redskin is a racial slur, and there's only one team that has that name, okay? And the reason that you shouldn't use it is because if you use it and you say, oh, it's just a football team name, you're effectively condoning the use of that word in other ways. And you can't have your cake and eat it too in this situation. I think you really need to have, you know, have a line in the sand and say, I'm not condoning this. And I really do think if more people heard it used against a person, when I mean, I can remember faces of people that were called that name when I was growing up in South Dakota. And there were white people like me using that against, you know, men, women, and children for no reason, right? Just to be hostile. And the fact of the matter is those people, you know, some of them are in a good situation. A lot of them are mm-hmm. in a bad situation. Mm-hmm. Why are we continuing to pile on?
Pete, right? I understand your point perfectly. And I think I feel sincerity coming from you and humanity coming from you. And normally, like, okay, I'll just be honest, right? It offends me very much, bothers me, it hurts me when people use the other R word, okay? Not, you know, not the football team name, not the, you know, term we're talking about, but the other R word to describe, you know, if somebody's slow or somebody is, you know, significant delay, you get the point that I'm trying to, it bothers me, right? But that's because I'm emotionally invested in it. My son has Down syndrome, okay? So I will freely admit that my stance on this is probably not the right stance. And when I say my stance, I've never taken a hard course. I'll call them whatever their legal name is because I cover them and because it was just not my issue to take up. And that's just, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm freely admitting that it's tormented me, because I do understand how people are hurt and offended by this. But I would also say this. I would hope in a society that now we've grown to a point where we understand it is a racially defined slur and that it is offensive to some, many, whatever. I would also hope, and maybe it sounds like I'm wrong, that people would never, ever, ever still use that term in that sort of way that you're describing that you witnessed and heard and grew up in. I would hope that's not the case. But obviously, I could see where I'm sure some people still use it and where people could be hurt by it. It's a very, very, very complex issue. I appreciate the phone call. I got to let you run because we're way late. But I'm not sitting here saying I'm proud to say the term. I'm just sitting here telling you, listen, the deal is the name is changing and it should change ultimately because if 10 or 15 or 20% of people are hurt, offended, whatever, we probably shouldn't be doing that in 2020. But I don't know if I'm wrong. I don't know if I'm wrong. And maybe I would feel differently if it was a different R word. I don't know if I'm wrong by saying they're the Washington Redskins until they aren't. I just don't know if I'm wrong by doing that. Maybe I am. Maybe I should have better morals and values. I don't know. It's a very, very complex situation. All right, more of your calls coming up. We're actually going to talk a little Caps. I see Alex in Ashburn wants to talk about the Caps and watching the Caps. We will get to more of your calls, Ben in Rockville as well. I think we still have to get to Joe in Arlington first up. All that coming up next right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hang out in that air conditioner. That's the best recipe for that. All right, so let's do this. Let's get back to the calls about... Let me just finish up on the last caller. Again, I am sensitive in general to hurting people and to offending people. I have never, ever, ever, I'm not talking about like just in the last year. I have never, ever, ever been one to, you know, call somebody some horrible name or some slur or what, you know, and I've, you know, from time to time, you've said something that has ruffled feathers or offended somebody or hurt somebody. Look, you know, I feel terrible. I do. You know, I don't want to be that person in any way, shape, or form. In any way, shape, or form. So again, this issue, and it's largely why I've tried to stay out of it until I've had no choice. This issue has been, you know, again, one of torment for me. Because normally I'm that guy that doesn't want, in every fiber of my being, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to hurt anybody. That's not to say that I never have, and I never will, and I never do. Of course I have. And so have you. But, again, I think it's such a complex issue because we have data, polls, surveys, people, interviews, what have you, that say some, a lot, maybe, are not affected, not bothered, not anything by this issue and this name. And then you have some, a lot, maybe, some, a group, whatever, enough that are. And then you have the issue that we were just last talking about with Pete in Woodbridge, who grew up in South Dakota, right? And witnessed, I didn't ask Pete how old he was. I mean, I'm guessing mid-30s, late-30s, somewhere in that range, but I could be woefully wrong. But he said he witnessed the hurt that people of Native American heritage had when they would be called Redskin. And I feel awful for that. I really and truthfully do. That bothers me. Because until you... Now, I've never witnessed that. I've never seen it. I've never heard it myself. But clearly, it has happened. So I want to try and do everything I can to be sensitive to that and to understand that some people are hurt and offended by it. And I guess if we're in a society where 5%, 10%, 15%, 20% are hurt or offended by it, we should do something about it. Then I'm also conflicted on the fact that, again, so many people that are Native American, so many people have said they're not offended by it. They're not bothered by it. So that's number one. And then number two, the fact that, again, Redskins has been the name of the football team for, what, 87 years. And my I guess, issue has always been, and I really wish, and maybe this is wrong of me, I really wish the Supreme Court would have stood up and ended this and did whatever they had to do to take away the trademark registration and protection. Because we wouldn't be in this position right now if the Supreme Court did what many thought they were going to do, which is uphold the lower court, the federal court, and the U.S. Trademark Appeal group or whatever it is. And instead, they supported and sided with the Washington Redskins. Whether that's right, legal, what, it doesn't matter. They empowered, the Supreme Court empowered this organization to think that the name was right, the name was okay, the name was good. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court. So, again, I say this because I'm completely conflicted. The name absolutely the name should change at this point. I don't think there's anybody that would disagree that in their right mind that at this point you just have to do it. For whatever the reasons are, you just have to do it. Okay? And whatever you believe, you just have to do it. You don't have to like it, but you just have to acknowledge it. And I'm acknowledging that they have no choice. Some of you are going to be mad that they did not do this on their own volition, and I get that. They did not. Some of you are not going to take it seriously because they're essentially being forced. You're right to think like that. They're not doing this by choice. But realize that this is more than just a team name. This is more than just what fans identify themselves with. It's more than just what some, a group, a large group of Native Americans identify themselves as or with or don't want to be associated with. It is a very complicated issue. And when you have the amount of money tied up in this issue and trademarks and all of that, copyrights and all that stuff, that makes it even more complicated than it already is. And that's why you have so many people on both sides of this issue going back and forth. Again, for the Washington Redskins, they're going to tell you publicly, as they have all along, that this was about protecting the heritage and the history and paying honor. And none of that is, I don't want to say none of that is true. A small part of that is true. It was about protecting their financial assets and their trademarks and the enormous upheaval that a name change after 87 now years, I guess it's 87 years now. And obviously all along that number has risen, back when this was a hot button topic, it was 81 or 82, whatever. This is about money, largely for the Redskins anyway. For those that are offended, it's just about being offended and recognizing and realizing that it's not a word that we should call anybody and not a word that we should be throwing around. But in the context of the way it's been used as an NFL team, I think that's the heart of the matter, context. And the root is this is an enormously complicated, tangled financial matter. And yes, maybe the organization will eventually benefit from this. Maybe. And maybe if they find the right name, they can get these 22 to 25 year olds to go ham and go crazy. What if they don't? What if they don't get this right? What if they don't make those kids happy, those young people happy? What if they don't? It's going to cost them an absurd amount of money. An absurd amount of money. And you might say, well, Chris, that's not my problem. Screw Dan Snyder. I understand that point. But you know what? We also love capitalism. We also love a free country and the ability to make money and the ability to build a business and the ability to do whatever we want to do. So that's not fair either to just say, well, I don't care about how much money they make. Because guess what? If they can't make enough money, they might not be here for long. They might not be here for long. If everyone turns their back, or if a lot of people turn their back for whatever the reason, and maybe it's multiple reasons and multiple groups turning their back, Dan Snyder may wake up one day, and if he says, hell no, I'm not selling, but I'm not also staying here for the rest of my life and dealing with this. I'm going to some place that wants me, that wants to buy my product. He could do that. He could do that. Very complicated issue. All right. I know I went a little bit long there. Sorry. I just wanted to kind of reset and just, you know, kind of try and be as honest and as transparent as I possibly can. Line six is Joe in Arlington on the Fan. Hey, Joe, how are you? Thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I really called up about whether you should be using the name, but I agree that previous caller sounded very sincere. The flaw in his thinking, though, is that when you say the word Redskin, certainly around here, and I think in 99.9% of the country, they're going to think of Darryl Green or John Riggins or whoever. They're not going to think – people don't use that as – a slur or a negative term. They use a positive term with reference to the Redskins team. So I mean, right. That while he was speaking, that was what I was thinking the whole time.
But that's what makes this such a complicated issue, right, Joe? Because it can the term Redskin can be used in two different contexts, in two different ways.
Right.
One as a negative towards Native Americans, and one as a, like you described, Darryl Green was a Hall of Fame Redskin. John, you know, and we can beat the band on that. The point of the matter is it depends on your perspective, and it depends on the context in which you use it.
Right. Well, that's certainly true. But I mean, as far as your usage, I mean, I think the idea that somehow, if and when they officially change the name, that people are no longer going to use the term Redskins with reference to the football team, I mean, I just think that's ridiculous. They've been selling gear and clothing and jackets and caps for what, 5-6 decades people have in their closet. They're not going to wear that anymore? That's ridiculous. I mean, you're going to have people calling up to your station that are pissed off about the name change, and they're still going to call the team Redskin.
So I understand
that. So I told your producer there, he better have that sensor button ready if you guys start taking the position that nobody's going to use the word Redskin on the phone.
Because, I don't think anybody is expecting that. I mean, I think people by mistake are going to call them the Washington Redskins. I think people by principle and stance are going to, and this station and any other media outlet is going to have to, you know, kind of figure out how to deal with that. Just like, again, the other issue that was brought up by Andre Manassas, like, If you, Joe in Arlington, show up in New England, right, for a Redskin or for whatever they're going to be called against the New England Patriots, does Gillette Stadium have a right, if you show up in gear that says Washington Redskins, to not allow you in? I think going to have a right to do that.
I mean, given the fact that the NFL splits merchandise revenue and they've received, every team has received money from the sale of Redskin gear, I would think that's a hell of a class action lawsuit.
Well, you would also think that major partners like Nike and FedEx and Pepsi and all of not only the Redskins but also the NFL were not going to basically give the middle finger to the organization as well, right? You would think that they would have some, I thought they would have some sort of protection because of their league partners. It didn't work that way. They made their opposition and their stance very clear. Just take Nike, for instance, right? Leave FedEx out of it, because I'm not sure if FedEx is a league-wide partner or not. I know Nike is. Nike is a league-wide partner, and they gave a big bleep you to the Redskins, right? And they were allowed to do it.
A little bit of issue with Nike. What Nike did is they said their website is no longer going to sell the gear. They didn't say they weren't going to manufacture it and distribute it through other distribution channels.
I understand that.
I understand that.
But they still...
You know, Nike can... And not... I don't even want to get into the, what they're doing in China. So,
well, yeah, that's that, that's not neither here nor there.
Can take a long walk on a short pier, as far as I'm concerned. But
anyway, I hear you, Joe.
I just wanted to make those points. Okay. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Appreciate you hanging on. Let's go to Alex in Ashburn on line one. What's up, Alex? How are you? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong list. My bad on that. Let's go to, do you want to go to line one, Vic, or do you want to go to Ben? Okay, let's go line one, PJ and Reston. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong list. Vic had sent me an updated list, and I was looking at the wrong one. PJ and Reston. What's up, PJ? How are you?
Hey, Chris. Hey, happy day to you. The last caller really shows me just kind of, you know, yeah, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but how entitled so many people are. He's literally complaining about the fact of people still may call it Redskins, and because they bought Redskins merchandise, it's like, you know, in the priority list, we have to be more respectful to Native Americans, not because we bought a Redskins jersey 5 years ago. Hey, Chris, there's something, an idea for name change that no one has said that I am surprised, and I think it would actually work. I've heard that when they change the name, they want to have like kind of nothing to do with anything related to like American Indians. There is a way to change the name and pay the ultimate respect to Native Americans. The whole thing about, you know, even calling them Indians, Columbus named them Indians, that in some ways is disrespectful also. What is the angst of Native Americans? It's because so much of their land was taken away. So much of their economy was taken away, and their culture, and they are native to this country. So if we call the team the Washington Natives, that is paying the ultimate respect, because Redskin is derogatory. Native is actually giving them exactly, in their eyes, what they feel all along is that they are Native Americans. And I think I'm surprised why nobody has said that. I think it's a win-win and all the way around.
Yeah, PJ, I haven't heard that one. I heard that, you know, one of the name suggestions, and I think one of the copyrights that somebody tried to acquire was the Washington Original Americans, which, oh, by the way, was the Original American Foundation, or the Washington Redskins Original American Foundation was the foundation that Dan and the team started and funded about $6 million, and then just all of a sudden stopped as soon as they knew that they didn't have to, and it was just not a good look and not a smart decision, because they got busted for it this week. Not busted, like criminally busted, but all of a sudden people realized, weird. So I haven't heard Washington Natives. Maybe I've missed it. I don't know. I don't know. To me, this is just my opinion. I can't go there because I'm not doing anything at all. Nothing. Even if the name is boring and lame, I can't do anything at all, period, with anything to do with potentially disparaging, even if you think it's honoring, potentially disparaging. Again, even if you think it's honoring any group of people, period. And that means Native Americans, Italian Americans, German Americans. It means everyone. Don't do it. Don't touch it. And again, I'm still leery enough of Warriors, even though that seems to be the clubhouse favorite because of trademark issues. Like, I know Red Wolves has become very popular over the last 2 days, and I get it. And to me, if I was making the choice, that seems to be the kind of the best badass choice of them all. But it doesn't seem like they've started a trademark process based on what I was reading this morning. Just yet about that. But to me, again, I can't do anything at all that could potentially come back to haunt me and that could potentially hurt somebody and give everyone the opportunity to continue to hammer the organization, because the organization is screwed up enough. It doesn't need this. Trust me, this was the last thing they needed. All right, we'll come back. Final couple of phone calls before we exit stage left. Don't forget, we're back with you tomorrow morning, 9 to noon, right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we finish up the show right here on a Saturday afternoon. Again, I'm back tomorrow morning, 9 to noon. Let's go right out to line 3. I believe Ben in Rockville has been on hold the longest. Hey, Ben, you're on the fan.
Hey, man. Hey, Rooster. I got to say this much. You're correct. Not only is it complex financially, but it's also complex legally. There are two sides to things because in the private business sector, which I believe the NFL is, any owner, you know, can do whatever they want. And say, for instance, I was working at a beer and wine store, and this actually happened. Someone heard my full name. They walked in and used the K word to describe me. I can immediately take away your alcohol and say, all right, man, you're gone. I'm denying you service. As far as one thing hasn't brought up yet is, say, for instance, the Packers. You can own stock in the Packers. So these fans have much more of a decision. So the question is, what if the Washington Redskins football team goes and plays there? It becomes really complicated. So financially, you're correct. And as far as legally, it's even more interesting, this whole situation. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Ben. I mean, I would say this. I've been to Green Bay only once, but when the Redskins were last in Green Bay in early December, been a lot of protests, been a lot of groups. Minneapolis was another place that there was, and I remember being on those trips and being told, you know, as we were on the plane and whatever, you know, to just be aware and be on the lookout and just don't, you know, just keep your head down and just, you know, proceed as forward. You know, it's very difficult situations. I would just say this, you know, if again, Redskins or people with Redskins gear show up in the new stadium in Los Angeles, when the team plays out there again, I don't know if Stan Kroenke is going to make a stand and say, hell no, you can't come in and we'll give you your money back. Or if they're going to allow people to, again, and it'll become a political thing. I mean, I see this almost just the reverse. We're going to solve one problem and it's going to become, I think in every, I don't want to say every game, every stadium, I think in some games and some spots, you are going to hear of protests and you're going to hear of groups gathering, wearing gear, trying to make a stand, trying to make people, you know, aware that they're not unhappy. Let's get to line 4, Kevin in Vienna on the fan. Kevin, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm a longtime Redskin fan. I'm 60. 30 years as a ticket holder for the Caps, and even I know it's it's the right thing to do. It's something that has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we want to move away from recognizing or having any mention about skin color. So I was just thinking, you know, the way they change jerseys every week or two anyway, you have any logo you want. It doesn't have to be Native American. Just be Washington Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Change a logo every week. It doesn't have to be offensive to anybody.
So you're saying essentially the nickname would be Washington Americans, but you would have a different logo every week, or you would say not having the Washington Americans being the name? I'm confused.
Washington American being the name, and then, you know, you can pick a non-offensive logo. It doesn't have to be a
skin color. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen. I think the Washington Americans is trademarked. I was reading a story this morning. A dude's got an author has a bunch of trademarks and a bunch of potential names. So I think they would have to logistically work that out and buy the trademark, and that could be expensive, and that could be a thing. I'm not opposed to doing. Again, here's what I'm saying is if now that they are going to do this. Please don't offend anybody. Please don't think you're honoring anybody. Please don't think you're paying homage to anybody, because you're not, and somebody's feathers are going to be ruffled, and somebody's going to be upset, and somebody is going to be angry, and you're not going to hear the end of it. So to me, that's the challenge, and that's why this is so complicated, and it circles back to the start of our show, which is why I don't think you can do this in 2 weeks, and if the organization thinks they can, they're wrong. And they're going to screw it up 17 ways to Sunday. I appreciate the phone call. That's going to do it for us. I apologize to those we did not get to. We're back again. We're back again together tomorrow morning, 9 to noon on 106.7 The Fan. You can check out the whole show and rewind on the radio.com rewind feature. Vic will also put up the podcast at thefandc.com. Just go to the overtime section and audio on demand. Thanks to JT the Vic. Thanks to you guys for listening and calling. Have yourself a great rest of the Saturday. See you in the morning, 9 a.m. right here, 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.